For many years, cotton growers from across the country have been able to travel to Cary, North Carolina to take part in a tour of Cotton Incorporated to learn more about where their dollars are going when it comes to research and promotion. These tours are put together by the Cotton Board, and their Southeast Regional Communications Manager, Monty Bain, says tours for later this winter have been planned.
Now, next tour is going to be February the 15th, 16th, and 17th in Cary, right out of Raleigh, and we're going to do something we've never done before. We're going to do back-to-back tours. I've got another tour coming up February the 18th through the 20th.
He says the first tour will include cotton growers from across the U.S.
The first tour will be what we call the multi-region tour. It'll be from all four areas, all 17 cotton producing states. The second tour, February the 18th through the 20th, will be the Mid-South states and the Southeastern states only. The Far West and the West states will have a separate tour the end of March, March 22nd through 24th.
Bain says growers attending these tours get a better understanding of just how their dollars are working for them at Cotton Incorporated's research facility.
They get to intermingle with all the Cotton Incorporated heads. The ag research team is there. They do PowerPoints on Monday morning. Then we tour Cotton Incorporated on Monday afternoon. Finish up on Tuesday with a tour of Frontier Spinning Mills, a large cotton mill that's still left in the United States.
To learn more about how your dollars are being used, just go to the Cotton Incorporated website. That's cottoninc.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.